Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from October 3rd, 2024. My name is David Clark. I'm one of the analysts here at Nasdaq Dorsey Wright. Taking a look at yesterday's performance, it was a bit mixed for the indices we follow on the video here. We did see emerging markets lead the way to the upside, China notably there. We'll talk about that just briefly. Up EM up almost 2% there. We did see commodities along with US dollar rebound here. Most US equity indexes were roughly flat for the day. Notable maybe to the downside was gold, but really not much chart action there. When we take a look this morning at EEM, we see that it has rallied above that $47 level, kind of further improving upon recent action here, bringing it to its highest level since March 2022. But then when we look here at China specifically, by way of the iShares China Large Cap ETF FXI, we've not only seen that it has rallied above prior levels from 2023, but we see it rallying above prior levels from 2022 as well on the chart here. So with yesterday's action moving above that $35 level for the first time since early 2022, when we look back there. So somewhat matching what we've seen since on the chart of EM there. Now, from a relative perspective, we have seen FXI move back into a column of X's with last week's action, return to an RS buy signal as well. I've seen it continue to further improve, but really, as we saw in that extension on the chart there, as well as the relative strength chart here, sort of getting further extended, it'll be what does China do from here after this potential exhale? And the reason we talk about that potential exhale is when you look at the overbought, oversold reading for FXI right now, it is near historic levels. It is at a historic level, actually. It is currently at 270% overbought as of Wednesday's close. Looking back at the history here, this is going all the way back to the 90s. We have not seen FXI get this overbought or in excess of 200% overbought, looking through the history here back 20 plus years, now currently sitting at 270% overbought. So the potential for a exhale is prevalent. So where does it fall then? And then what may happen afterwards is sort of the question to be answered. So I've seen a lot of technical improvement, but really we continue just to monitor this for the time being as it's so extended. Looks like there's a potential for exhale coming at some point. Now looking at the NASDAQ 100 here, moving on over to US equities, NDX reversed down during Tuesday's trading, ultimately fell to the 19,700 with yesterday's action there, coming back to where it broke out. Pretty healthy chart action after rallying above that $20,000 level. Most US equity indexes, other than the Dow and the NASDAQ composite, still reside in a column of X's at this time. And then we did see some action on the high-low indicators. For those not familiar, this indicator measures the percentage of stocks making 52-week highs over those making 52-week highs and lows. It's a little more nuance to the calculation, but that's generally what it's looking at. Really, are we seeing more advancers to 52-week highs than we are seeing to lows? So when we look at the NYSE high-low, still sits at 94%, its highest level since 2021, mid-2021 there. We did see some other high lows for the all stock universe as well as the OTC stock universe reverse down in those with yesterday's action. Still haven't seen the NYSE high low reverse down just yet, but again, did want to bring up the fact that it's sitting at its highest level in 3 years or more than 3 years. Tesla reported deliveries yesterday, or actually day before, on Tuesday's close, pardon me. Then, and looking at Tesla here, we did see it moved lower, mostly on the fact that it was sort of on the lower end of where estimates were that deliveries thought they would be, but also there was a bit of skepticism on whether they would be able to even match 2023's deliveries, as it would have to set another record in Q4 in order to do so. So seeing some pullback here after it rallied up to resistance here in the 260s, still technically maintaining a buy signal though, and has improved to a 3 for 5 after reversing into X's last week on both its Markei and PRRS chart. But worth bearing in mind its competitor, BYD, also reported deliveries, and they actually reported record deliveries along with record sales. That did include a good mix of hybrid vehicles. So bear in mind, it's not just purely electric that we're seeing there. So BYD was advancing higher along with most Chinese equities and now sits at its highest level in roughly 2 years here for the stock. Still very extended, similar to FXI, sort of a keep an eye on it, wait, see what happens after we see some consolidation or a pullback. And then from there, we would possibly evaluate. So worth keeping an eye on that one as far as maybe looking to play the electric vehicle space. It's been a popular name. It's sort of jockeyed with Tesla. But elsewhere, where we saw some positive action occur was within Broadcom yesterday, AVGO. It reversed back into X's with yesterday's action there at 172. We saw and quite a few other semiconductors rally, but ultimately the chart action for Broadcom, especially in the near term, has been pretty constructive with a series of higher bottoms. And it just, last month rallied right below that prior all-time high there at 186 or 184, pardon me, on the chart. So it looks slightly better at the moment than Nvidia if we were really drawing straws, but didn't at least want to mention that reversal back into X's. Another reversal back into X's that we saw with yesterday's action was United Health Group, UNH. It's a four for fiver with yesterday's action moving back into X's above 600 here, forming that triple top to potentially complete the shakeout pattern. We did see the double bottom break here at 568. Yesterday's action reversing it back into X's. This is technically the action point for the shakeout pattern for those not familiar with it. But then from there, a move above 68 would complete the shakeout pattern. In this case, be a new all-time high for the stock as well. It's sort of rebounding after we saw sort of conversations around CVS, Cigna, and other insurers, and even Humana was falling off pretty notably yesterday. It was down 20%, but saw positive action out of UNH. So worth keeping that in mind. But that'll wrap us up for this morning. As always, if you have a particular question about a position you may be looking at or anything about the video, feel free to give us a call at 804 320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice day.